Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. You know what I love. Movies! This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on June 21st, to Ocean's 11. There was some concern on Twitter that Jon Hamm would be, whether or not he would be moving on to the Tournament of Championships for getting Beer Fest and Zero Names last week. And I'm here to tell you, yes, he will advance into the next tournament. We've got a tournament going on right now that he's a deep alternate on, but he advances in the next tournament, but, you know, he's very busy making all of the movies and TV shows, so we'll see if he'll be able to participate, but it's an amazing bench that we're building up with Jerry O'Connell and Simon Pegg and Jon Hamm. It's crazy. So we'll see who we can get. The current Tournament of Championships continues on Tuesday, 2 weeks from now, Tuesday, June 5th here at UCB with directors Jordan Brady and Edgar Wright and actor and Len Malton game curator Sam the Ma'am Levine. That's right, Little Wolverine will be right here in 2 weeks. So come back in 2 weeks and thank you for lining up so early. It's amazing how early the line starts every week lately, and I appreciate everyone making such an effort to get in. I'm about to embark on the Greatest Movie Ever World Tour with stops in Oklahoma City, Houston, Burbank, just to name three. All of the tour dates. I mentioned Burbank mostly for everyone that's actually here tonight. Come out to Flappers in Burbank on June 30th for a late night fun show wrapping up the movie. But all of the dates for the movie tour and for me touring in general are at DougLovesMovies.com. It's week five of me not seeing Pirates 4, Stranger Than Fiction. And, not to make things more complicated, but it's also week one of me not seeing Green Lantern. I'd see it if the green in the title meant that, like, he smoked weed and that gave him all of his powers, but I'm pretty sure that's not the case. So I'm going to hold off on that one until it's on an airplane. My guests tonight are two dudes involved in one... let me take this back. My guests tonight are... I just learned something backstage that blew my mind. My guests tonight are one dude that was involved in one of the biggest blockbusters of the summer. Oh, no, wait. Both two dudes were involved with it. I confused myself, and I didn't even need to change a word of this. But it'll be interesting. You'll see what I'm talking about. Two dudes involved in one of the biggest blockbusters of the summer, and T.J. Miller. Please welcome... Scott Armstrong, Brody Stevens, and TJ Miller. Scott, sit wherever you want. Brody. TJ.
Two, check, check, two.
Yes.
One, two, check, check, check.
Okay, so Scott Armstrong, co-writer of Hangover 2. And five Todd Phillips movies in total. You've written every Todd Phillips movie practically except for the documentary about frat houses. And
I wrote the documentary on frat houses.
Oh, you wrote that?
No.
And then, but you did not write the first Hangover.
I did not.
I learned that backstage when I asked you to sign a copy of the Hangover for me to give away. Yeah. You were like, I had nothing to do with this.
So on the DVD it says, I did not write this, and I signed my name.
Yeah. That's perfect. And we got Brody to sign it, because Brody, of course, is in Hangover 1.
And Hangover 2.
Well, yeah, he's in part 2, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about his great role in the first one, where he played a guy in a car with sunglasses on. Was that it?
That was the part that I did not write.
No, I played Officer Foltz.
Oh, Officer. You were an officer.
I was actually had a name. Officer Foltz. Had a name tag and everything. Went to Western Uniform out in the valley to get it. And that's where they send you. There's
it's a great uniform store.
It's out on Vineland, yeah.
It's one of the best.
Western costume. And anyway, yeah, it's Officer Foltz. And it was a good feeling.
Did they have like Richard Gere's uniform from Officer and a Gentleman, like in a glass case when you were there? Or?
They have the gentleman's uniform.
He's the most famous uniform wearer in a while, though, right?
He is, and there's some uniforms are good. Yeah,
the officer. Cast of A Few Good Men probably had to drive out there. They probably like Jack Nicholson. Could you drive out to that costume place in the valley to get your uniform?
Sure. Private George Benjamin. Scott from
Private Benjamin. They made Goldie Hawn drive out to the valley.
Oh yeah.
Armand Asante didn't have to. He didn't play. He wasn't in the military in that film.
He was getting ready for Little Darlings.
When I'm writing, I usually dress like the characters I'm writing.
Oh, really? So what, you drank a lot when writing Hangover 2?
No, I said I usually dress like the characters that I'm writing.
What did they wear in that movie, in Hangover 2?
Well, just regular
did you
clothes.
Get? Did you have
just
issues?
Jeans and shirts.
Did Mike Tyson's tattoo artist give you a hard time for wearing that while you were writing the film?
I'm actually not allowed to speak of that issue right now.
That's been settled. It, according to the news, it was settled today.
Yeah, on TMZ, I read it.
Yeah,
there Brody was some sort is a of, literate man.
I'll
let you know that.
TMZ
read that.
There's some sort of, we can't discuss it, but there was a settlement. So Warner Brothers must have paid off that tattoo guy. That came up with that amazing... Like, I don't even get the argument. Like, why can't you have a tattoo that's a parody of another person's tattoo?
But if it's your body, like, how can someone else own that part of your body?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
how could they
Mike
tell
Tyson's
you what
face.
To draw on yourself?
But it's Mike Tyson's body. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real thing for women, too, you know? Yeah. Women, it's their bodies. They can do what they want. If they want to get a face tattoo, then
but
fucking
it is,
get
they
one.
Could get a tattoo of Mike Tyson's tiger face on their vagina if they want to.
Sure. Sure.
Let's Brody has a point.
I mean, no, it is art. I mean, you do have to protect art, I guess. You have to protect the tattoo guys, too. And I guess if it was a... You're a comedian, they're using a line from you. But it's surprising that I got this far. At this,
what if he had a tattoo of Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes peeing on his face? Then what would happen?
I have that on my taint.
I say small claims. Night court, maybe. Settle it out in Van Nuys. Night court. Cheap, easy.
So, Scott, you did... You did work on, you did write Hangover 2.
Co-wrote it, yeah, with Craig Mazin and Todd Phillips.
Yeah. Well, Todd Phillips himself.
Yeah.
Does he just insist on that, or does he actually do anything?
He's a great writer, for real.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I backed off of that
Scott's
really fast.
Mouth couldn't be smaller. When
he's a great writer and a podcast listener, apparently.
I think Todd Phillips is an underrated writer. He gets a lot of credit for being a great director. He's an awesome screenwriter, too.
His grammar's pretty good.
He's a great speller. He spell checks everything
he
I do.
He has several copies of Strunk and White, I heard. Is that true?
He's got every screenwriting book in the world, like Screenwriting 101, Screenwriting 102. No.
They didn't make a Screenwriting 103?
Yeah. We're
so
waiting.
There's only so much you need to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. After 102 is done.
So that's great. So
it is great.
It's doing Hangover 2 is doing extremely well, and I would say mostly because Brody Stevens came back to play a different character.
Where'd you get that uniform?
I went straight to Warner Brothers on that one. They brought me into the...
Straight to the top.
I went straight to Warner
What's
Brothers.
What's your character in part two? I still haven't seen it.
I play... it's Kingsley Guy, but it's probably Interpol. I mean, I have a badge.
Spoiler
and I have
alert.
A gun. Should I not... Spoiler alert?
Oh, is that giving away too much?
Should I not do that?
I don't give a shit.
Okay. When you wrote that character,
now I don't need to see it. What's the point in seeing it now?
Yeah, he's Kingsley's guy.
Rhodey Stevens is the twist in the new movie.
I don't know. I didn't know I was going to be in it. I didn't think I was going to be in it. I did my best at the table read. I read like six different parts. I read Tyson's part, Giamatti's, Gibson's
Tyson,
part.
Giamatti.
They bring me in.
You were really hoping you get Tyson's part, weren't you?
That's a funny thing in your life. That in your life, you just said, I did Tyson's part. I did Giamatti's part. Like, that's incredible.
Well, you know, it's...
What was your Tyson impersonation?
That's the kind of range that neither of those actors have.
That's true.
I don't think they could play each other.
Mike Tyson's
but you...
a good actor, good singer. He was in that Robert Downey Jr. movie, Like Me, where he slaps him. Does he slap Robert Downey Jr.?
In Due Date?
No,
Black and White.
Black and White.
Black and White.
Oh, Black and White. You're in Black and White?
No, I'm saying that Mike...
He's in the background wearing a uniform. Just waving.
I can't keep up with Brody Stevens.
No, I just know that Robert Downey Jr. and Mike... I just do a lot of connection stuff. I believe in connection.
Oh. Yeah. That movie Black and White, there's a terrifying scene where Robert Downey Jr. goads Mike Tyson into physically hitting
it's
him.
It's like real.
Yeah, that's fucking... Robert Downey Jr. is the craziest man alive. To first of all do that, and then also to be in a movie where he's in a car with Zach Galifianakis. No, I don't know about that. I've never been in a car with Zach. But back to the point you were making, Brody.
Yes, I'm right here.
I have no idea what it was.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Please.
This is a weird one, but so Hangover 2 is smashing all records, right? It's like the highest grossing R-rated opening, right?
Yes!
It's actually the highest grossing rated comedy of all time already.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
It is? It's already made more than the first one?
Domestic, it's second place behind The Hangover.
Oh, okay.
What did second place?
It's second place domestically behind the first Hangover still.
That's an unbelievable.
But in the world, it's made more than the first.
So is that weird? What is that like that you guys were in and wrote the movie that has made more money than any other R-rated comedy of all time? You're essentially like a shitty James Cameron. They really are. For reals, right? That's kind of the situation.
I think James Cameron is a shitty James
Cameron. Oh! Take that, James! I know you're there in your weird bunker, making a giant boat.
4 miles under the sea.
Blocking waiting, your next scene. Waiting.
Oh, so we can do shtick? Here we go. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
he's got Terry, I'm doing
James
Calgary
Cameron
Friday.
Has minions that just sit and listen to every podcast, and whenever there's a negative mention, they forward that to him. Yeah, so now they know. But I still am caught up. I still can't get past you're like a shitty James Cameron. Like, what?
What was that?
I really do. I think the Hangover movies are better than Avatar, and I haven't even seen Hangover 2.
That was a way.
Apples and oranges, guys.
That was a way.
Let's be honest.
You're right about that, and I fucking hate oranges.
And what are the oranges? No, of course I love the Hangovers and think that they're better than Avatar. I'm pursuing being in a movie that Scott Armstrong wrote and is going to direct now. At James
pursuing?
Cameron.
It's a done deal.
Yeah, we're shooting this fall.
Yeah.
All right.
You're never working with James Cameron, but you're in the you're working with the guy who co-wrote the most successful R-rated comedy of all time.
But, Doug, it's hard for me to give compliments directly, so I add a self, sort of like a deprecating twist to it.
So but why is it
saying,
deprecating
you're
to me?
Like James Cameron, which isn't funny. I said, you're like a shitty James Cameron.
Right, but then he made the excellent point that James Cameron is shitty enough on his own that you don't need to say you're even shittier than that shitty guy.
And by trying to hide my feelings, I exposed myself even more.
I've roasted James Cameron.
To his face?
Yeah,
James. Yeah, at the with the Tom Arnold Beverly Hills roast.
Oh, it was like a private roast that wasn't broadcast anywhere.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
It is?
And, yeah, about 3,000 hits.
That's how many. That's how many you need before you can watch it.
Yeah,
3,000 hits.
But I roasted Cameron. He was his assistant was like a big fan of my comedy. Come out to my little dumpy shows, and I roasted James Cameron. I talked to him, and he was like into me after, and I probably could have followed up on it and been an avatar, but.
I would love to see Brody in 3D.
I think maybe you didn't get an avatar because your act wasn't blue enough.
Oh, I do keep
but,
it clean.
Oh, really? Oh?
You know what's funny? You guys
it's
just
easier to just
you're like
not
a
laugh.
Shitty Jerry Seinfeld.
I like
but he's good, though. I like him.
I like that the audience just owed enough for you to be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you waited. You were like, if this isn't too much, you're like, no, wait up, what the fuck?
I don't know who these people are, but normally the people that come to my show never do that. So as bad as I get, they never owe.
And
so,
shame on all of you.
Because okay. That one, as shitty as that one was, it was, you know, it was fast.
No, it was good.
I got right to it.
I liked it. I didn't say oh.
You didn't. That's didn't. Right. My guests rarely go, oh, into a microphone. That would be really rude. They're unmiked so they can make all the noises they want. But, and also, I don't pick when the name tags come out, so they don't have to suck up to me, whereas you guys are going to decide who you're playing for when we play the Leonard Maltin game. Now, let me ask you this. I don't know if I'm bailing on something we were talking about. I think we're ready to move on, right?
I think all threads have been finished.
Well, I've auditioned
to
for
make
things.
The weirdest looking quilt ever.
I grew up in the Valley. Movies were shot in my apartment.
So... Scott, the...
Scott. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Doug. Go ahead, Scott.
You have a new movie that not only have you've written or co-written?
I did a rewrite on it. But
rewrite?
It's written by this great team, Gagerman and Waller, really great writers.
Oh, yeah. I love Gagerman. And
Mike Gagerman, Andrew Waller.
Gagerman. But you're going to direct this film.
Yeah, in the fall.
And what's it called?
Road to Nardo.
Road to Nardo?
Starring T.J. Miller.
And who plays Nardo?
Thomas Middleditch. Not me.
You.
No, not me.
You're not the title
He's going to save...
No.
He's
you're save the road.
But to be fair, exactly, there's a road character and there's a Nardo character and I'm the road.
All right.
Like
right.
In Yogi Bear.
Exactly like Yogi Bear.
I was sort of the road to, you know, the end of that film.
We're actually going to shoot Yogi Bear 2.
We're going
to
do it.
Yogi Bear 2. It's just
Road to
Nardo's just a cover title like Blue Desert.
That would be
when
so
they
amazing.
Made Empire Strikes yeah. Back or whatever.
That would right. be incredible if we released the film and it was just Yogi Bear 2. And everybody was like, fuck you guys. And we didn't make any money. We were like, why did we do that?
Scott saw the first Yogi Bear and realized where things needed to be changed and did the rewrite, and now he's going to direct
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and now it's about two guys chasing after their roommate in Mexico.
But they're not bears?
Well, he's boozy.
Listen, yeah. So when I want to bring up an interesting sidebar. When you said that the reason they'd say that Justin Timberlake is, like the reason they'd hire him to play Boo Boo is because that might sell more tickets to the movie, and I found that insanely suspect, because why would any children or their parents care that Justin Timberlake's the voice of a character in this movie? And then now he's got this movie. Have you seen any of the ads for Bad Teacher? It stars Cameron Diaz, J- Justin Timberlake yeah. and Jason Segel, and the, all the ads on TV, watch one when you get a chance, they do not show Justin Timberlake at all. Like somebody in, you know, Show Business HQ decided that he is a liability, and so they're not pushing his name as being involved with Bad Teacher.
I feel like that's overthinking it. Because here's the thing.
But seriously, the second billed actor is not in any of the commercials.
It's like that or Cameron Diaz is hot.
Yeah,
and they're trying to emphasize.
Says the funny thing to the little black kid. You seen the end of the?
I've seen him in the commercials.
It's just him being like, "No, Kobe Bryant is the best," and everyone's supposed to be like, "I'll see it." Deal.
I'm just saying, there's something weird going on with Timberlake. Maybe it's because he's got another movie coming out this summer, but it's coming out later. So why would they care about overexposing him before that other movie?
I'm sure these marketing guys are really worried about his next film.
Yeah. I also just like how much time you spent thinking about Bad Teacher.
Well, you know, I could have spent about 30 seconds thinking about it earlier and then brought it up now. It didn't take me that long to jump to the conclusion that they're trying to hide him for some weird reason. Because he's not in any of the commercials. Like if they did a commercial for The Bucket List and you only saw Morgan Freeman. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And I came to you for answers, TJ. I want your help with my obsession.
I want to take this moment to apologize and really mull over. And I think maybe Justin Timberlake wasn't as good in the film as the studio executives thought he was going to be, or the director, and so they cut him a little bit more out of the trailer. But that doesn't mean that he's a liability to the film. It just means they didn't have a lot of good footage on him.
Right, like in the case of The Bucket List, they had no good footage of Jack Nicholson, so that's why they took
him
out.
Is that a real thing?
No, I'm saying... That Bucket List was a shit movie. It doesn't matter what footage you have. You want to push your stars. And I was just going back to Yogi Bear and how hard they pushed that Justin Timberlake was the voice of Boo Boo. But anyway, you go, oh, Yogi. Like, it's not like they really needed him to do that.
Absolutely. But I think there is a scenario in America where there's a family and the teenage daughter's like, ugh, what do we want to go see, everybody? And the parents like, we have to see Yogi Bear because your sons are awful and young and this is our terrible life. And then she's like, oh, Yogi Bear? Yeah, Justin Timberlake's in that. He's cute. I'll see it. That's what he's for in that movie.
And then the dad's like, only his voice is in it. It's not that cute.
Yeah, yeah. And then the girl goes into her room and slams the door.
Yeah, and then she starts yelling at her teddy bear and kicking it and hitting it and cutting it.
And texting her friends like, do you want to do cocaine at the same time over Skype?
That
sounds like a lot of fun. Cocaine over Skype. Are you having fun? I think so. I think you froze an hour ago.
Why aren't you moving?
It's a chat joke.
Why aren't you moving?
I'll be in Calgary Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Calgary?
Yeah, I'm going up there with Neil Hamburger and Tig. Then I'll be in Dublin and Montreal. Go ahead, we're fine. I just have to let people know I'm somebody, you know, myself. I'm not dead. I'm just doing, you know, got to protect Brody. Hey.
I thought in booking the two of you, TJ and Brody, I thought it'd be interesting to see who alphas out and, you know, hogs the microphone. And then I forgot that one of you is TJ Miller.
And you
and that you always win in these situations.
Now you openly just told us.
No, he's good.
Both alpha male assholes.
I didn't add the word asshole. I just said alpha. Because Brody is
like
not...
Alpha Beta. It's a good grocery store. Alpha Beta. I'm local. Don't question me. Okay, they shot the movie Roller.
Is there a grocery
roller.
Store here called Alpha Beta?
Yeah. Thank you. If you're from
used to be. Like how long ago?
Yeah, holy when LA shit. Mattered. Thank you. Don't crap on my town. From here, born in the valley.
Nostalgia.
Alpha Beta.
Nostalgia is dangerous, bro.
Research. Then you'll be in a movie, maybe.
That's not how he got. That's how he got all of his acting gigs is through research.
Helps.
I have two questions for you, Scott. First of all, why are you wearing a cock on your head? And I don't really want an answer to that one. It's just a rooster. And is there a part for Brody Stevens in Road to Nardo?
Sure. Depends on what kind of research he does.
I'll go to Western Costume. I'll get a uniform. Yeah. I can play.
I'll send you to the Valley. Just come back dressed as something, and we'll figure out a part for you.
Like, are you
I'm a sailor. Maybe they stop by the ocean.
That part, yeah.
If there's, if I may be
wait,
so
which
bold.
Which way's Nardo? Oh, hey, boys.
Oh, I'm gay now? No, I can do that. I can try that.
But if Nardo...
Hey, guys.
Oh, I'm an Indian, Nardo. Guys.
If Nardo and TJ, like, have a run-in with the cops, may I be so bold to suggest that Brody and I could be the cops? Like, we could be partners.
I like it.
Yeah. Partners?
Yeah. I like it. Partners. Then, good one, Doug.
Yeah, gay cops.
And then you guys walk off screen. You guys, like, stop the what happens, and then you walk off screen, but then the camera just follows you, and the rest of the movie is just about you guys and your like adventure.
That'd be so smart. There's no reason to dwell on TJ in this movie.
And then we'll cut the trailer together, and it'll just be all Cameron Diaz and not you guys.
Justin Timberlake's in the back, like,
yeah,
help me.
He's there for 1 second more than you.
I'd get it if it was all Cameron Diaz, but like, Justin must be like, Jason Segel, you fucker, because it just looks like it's those two in the movie.
I like that Timberlake has big black glasses on, like he's like a nerd.
Yeah,
it's like Timberlake. Look at these glasses. I'm such a nerd.
Like, it's like that
the
Taylor
greatest
Swift,
showman of all
it's
time.
It's like that Taylor Swift video where she's got big glasses on. And you're like, what a fucking cow. Yeah. What an ugly piece of shit. Oh, she took the glasses off. She's gorgeous.
I thought you were going to say, oh, she took the glasses off. Still an ugly cow.
But who can't see?
Never say that, yeah. She's blind. Now she's a blind old
she's
cow.
She's blind and ugly.
Taylor Swift is America's sweetheart. She ruined Kanye
officially?
West. Officially, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
She's like a shitty Missy Elliott.
That is so funny for so many reasons.
All right, you guys, we have to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah!
I have to.
Scott and Brody have never played before, but Brody is...
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, right? The name tags come out. It's a little scary. I promised Twitterers, people on Twitter, that I would get a picture of the audience with the name tag. So let me do that really quick. You can't even
you promised
really
Twitter in general?
Yeah.
Hey, Twitter.
Hey, Twitter.
I'll send you a photo.
I promise I'll do this. Oh, this is a good shot.
I know. I'm going to pick.
I got to say, the iPhone ones, not the drawn ones, but the ones that are just like, hello, my name is... What you know? You're very
yeah. There's an iPhone app that's a name tag, and some people use that. And I personally wouldn't choose it, but that's just me. You know, I also wouldn't choose that giant cock that's smiling over there.
That says Trevor.
That says Trevor on it.
You know what I like to imagine? That is to scale his dick.
Are we allowed to?
And he sometimes is like, you want some of this Trevor dick? And she's like, what? And he's like, it's written on the bottom of my dick.
Got a baseball? Jordan with the baseball?
Yeah.
Jordan's here every week with the baseball. He'd be satisfied if you guys just signed it. You don't necessarily have to pick him. Because you won 1 week, right? Oh, you've never won yet. Okay, so forget
here's
I said
let's
that.
Keep that going.
Jordan's in play. Jordan's
an attractive girl that just wrote her name on her hand.
I know, like, that was my...
Everything's been handed to me all my life.
I'm cute. I have to do nothing. I can just write it on my hand.
The penis, okay. Though, doesn't it look like a big penis with a attached to a butt? I know those are supposed to be balls, but it looks right. Like a butt.
I know who I want.
Okay, go get your name tag. Go.
I think it's a really original thing.
Is this like a boring part for the podcast?
It is a little bit, okay. But just go physically pick which name tag you want to play for. Like, take it from them.
Just take it?
Yeah, get up, Brody.
Oh, okay. I now I'm learning.
He's learning.
I'm learning.
Experience.
I'm checking it out. I see a penis.
Oh! TJ picked out some nunchucks that say Dave on them.
Warren, David, I'm a shithead.
Oh, my God.
He's bringing her over.
Girl.
Can we get
you saw the nunchucks.
Let's get another chair for her.
You guys.
Because he physically brought her over.
I think I'm going to go for the baseball.
The listeners at home.
Jordan's baseball. He's been very supportive. Is this a major league baseball? Yes, it is. No, it's official minor league. Good enough. Yeah, it's minor league. It's good enough. I only use major league, but that's me.
Brody plays baseball.
All right, so...
Love playing catch.
So Scott is playing for... What's your name?
Erica.
Erica. And she's written,
I'll speak
Eric,
for you.
Eric A.
Scott just goes, I'll speak for you.
Yeah.
You do know that you have to marry, this is like a wedding bond. You coming up here with him in his religion means that you guys are formally wed.
We're podcast married?
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a podcast, you can marry people. It's like being a ship captain. Brody has Jordan's baseball. Jordan's tried several times to win, and he's got signatures of a lot of the guests we've had on the show.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Bill Simmons from last week.
Doug.
And, oh, I'm on there?
Yeah.
And, so you're playing for Jordan and his ball. And
J.D. Salinger signed it.
And TJ's playing for Dave.
And Dave had nunchucks. And I just thought this was a really original idea, Dave. And I also like to think that when you beat someone up, because Dave is written across both of them, I like to think when you go and you split them to beat somebody up, you go, you're about to get your ass whooped by Dave.
But it's like, Dave.
Oh, stop it. It's like half Dave's.
I was just trying to get into your turn lane.
Dave.
A guy in a car who has nunchucks.
Get out of my turning lane. Dave.
Louder plays better on the podcast, right? What am I doing?
I'm sorry. I was just getting excited about playing the Leonard Maltin game.
Yes.
Are we supposed to apologize?
Preparing mentally. We'll start with Brody.
Okay.
And because you've heard the show.
Yes, I've heard the show.
And we'll work around this way. We'll go to TJ and then to Scott so he gets to kind of hear how things are going before he has to play. Would you like, as a category, would you like to play Potent Potables? That's movies where there's some sort of alcohol in the title. Or would you like, I just got back from Denver, Colorado, where I had a lovely time performing at Comedy Works there. Would you like films that are filmed in or take place in Colorado?
Fuck yeah.
Because you're from Denver, right, TJ?
That was my major in film school.
Denver, Colorado
movies. Colorado movies?
Yeah.
God damn it.
And for your third category, celebrating a birthday today is Juliette Lewis. Who, of course, appears in
Sadly.
I don't want to give it away, but a film that's got wrote on.
Can I say that? What movie she's in?
I guess so, but that might be one of the movies
in the
category.
So I'll do
Potent Potables, Colorado, Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis.
All right. Okay. Strong.
She's
from the Valley.
Juliet. Old School isn't one of the movies.
We grew up together, actually.
Old School isn't a movie. Really?
Yeah. And
should be an expert in this category.
Well, I don't... Well...
Would you like a Juliette Lewis movie from 1992, 1996, or
1999? 96.
All right. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2 stars. I could not disagree more. Leonard missed the boat on this one. I like this movie.
I want a buzzer. Can I buzz in?
No, no. You have to wait till it comes around to you.
Okay.
Just be patient with your wife.
He says this movie certainly works on a visceral level. I don't know why, if it's visceral, I don't know why it's not worth more than 2 stars, but he says that. And he also says, how much you can take will depend on your GQ. And then in parentheses, gross out quotient.
Did he make that up?
He's a very talented writer. 2 stars, okay. 1996.
Where's the O in that?
The category, of course, is Juliette Lewis movies, and there are 15 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? BS.
I think I can honestly do it.
It don't lie to me.
My instincts, from picking up energy.
Uh-huh.
I think I know the movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You want to go all the way to 0?
But if I say 1 and somebody says 0, I could get beaten.
You could, yes. You could go all the way to 0. You can go into the negative names.
And I am in the game, so you better watch your back.
Wow. What do I do if I think I know it? What do you recommend, Doug?
I'd say, if I had to recommend... I'd say go 0 names and hope that TJ doesn't also know it and go negative names.
Yeah, or that's where you add names that aren't in the movie.
No, no, no. No, negative names. Negative names Richard is you Dreyfuss. Have to name them from the top build person down. So if you know the top build person, then maybe you should go negative one names. Because I doubt, I don't think TJ can go negative two, but I can't say for sure.
I think I can go negative one.
All right. He's saying negative one.
Is that one Juliet?
No. So now you can go negative two if you want. I don't imagine you would want to.
Is negative one Juliet Lewis? Because I can name her in the movie.
How many? Are you guys just going to sit here and ask me questions? Like,
I'm going to say name.
You know, when
I'm
you ask say, Alex Trebek a question, it's
I'm
going to
say name that movie. You are the Alex Trebek.
All right, he says name it. So what's the name of the movie?
My Feeling Based Off Energies. Is it Natural Born Killers?
No.
Are you serious?
I am serious. So TJ gets the point. Nicely done, TJ.
Can I guess?
Yeah, you can for fun. What do you think it is?
California?
Mm-mm. With a K?
I think so.
No.
I think it's Cape Fear.
No, it's not that either. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Starting with the negative one name would have been Harvey Keitel. Negative two would be George Clooney. From Dusk Till Dawn, yes, that's right. From Dusk Till Dawn. Two stars from Len. I like that movie.
I saw that, too.
I don't know. Maybe I'm alone. Cheech Marin has a speech about pussy that's very entertaining.
Yeah, I think that might have been the part where Leonard Maltin was like, I think this...
Oh, my!
The GQ on this is
I'm grossed out by all these pussy references.
Robert Rodriguez directed.
Yeah, that's right.
My GQ meter is going through the roof.
Yeah, and especially your wife is here. Be respectful.
Eric is his new wife?
Yeah.
My podcast wife.
I love this. This is a first that a person is the name tag, and that she's physically sitting next to him. Are you? Can I get you anything? She's got a beer. What else does
she
need?
I got a fucking Budweiser. What else would I ever need?
I got a Budweiser. I got my name on my hand.
It's a perfect.
Yeah,
perfect lubricant.
Do we just get her like a driver for the way home?
Did you ever get a beer-soaked handy? So
that's what's happening right now.
All right, so TJ got the point, and I think Scott understands how we play, sort of. So let me start with Scott on this next round.
I didn't understand the negative part.
It's tricky. It's
okay. Never mind. Let's go.
I'll talk you through it.
Okay.
All right, but let's have you pick out a category. Would you like a movie that has the word who, what, where, when, why, or how in the title? Would you like a movie that has a state in the title, like, you know, California, like he mentioned earlier with a K? Or in theaters now, that's movies that are in a lot of theaters right now, like over 1,000 theaters.
State.
States. All right. Would you like a state movie from 1978, 1991, or 1995?
95.
Okay. Leonard Maltin gives us 2 stars. I think I go 2.5 or 3. He says
you like everything more than him.
I kind of do. He calls this movie stylized. He calls it violent, and he calls it absolutely empty. Sixteen names from this movie from 1995 that has a state in the title. How many names do you think you can get it in? SA.
3 names.
3 names. Strong opening bid. Now we come to TJ Miller.
Violent and empty.
Yes, like your life.
Fuck you. I am so alone. Name that movie.
Name that movie. Oh yeah. My God. All right. Here's your. What do you mean? Goes around this way. We started. Before.
DJ said the Brody named that movie.
Okay, put down the knife. Listeners at home, you don't see what's happening. There's a man with a Bowie knife, and he is pissed that Brody wasn't next. I fucked up his week. I want to apologize.
But you know what? The audience is right. The audience is listening.
I
THX.
Yes.
Bro. Cuckass.
So we go to Brody. Brody can do whatever he wants at this point.
I'm thinking about the movie.
Uh-huh.
The year.
Uh-huh.
The energy. There's a state in the title, correct? Is that what we...
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, state in the title, mm-hmm. And it's 1990.
No, it's a Juliette Lewis movie.
And he says three names.
And I... Okay.
I went the wrong way and went with TJ.
Thank God.
Thank God the audience stopped it. Sometimes they don't step up. They just let it happen.
If I heard two names that I'm thinking of, I could do it.
So you should bid two names then.
But I may not be right with the movie. But I have a hunch.
Those are all the possibilities.
I could either get this wrong or I could get this right.
Well, I don't, you know, Scott said
which way
three.
Am I going
to
go?
No, but if I'm saying four, I want Scott to be involved. I want to be two and, like, I guess and do, I want, you know, he said he can do in three. That's pretty cool.
So you could say name that movie, or you could say two names.
Yeah, but
like
I don't want to show
competitor.
Off.
Don't be afraid of.
Don't be afraid. Yeah,
you got it. Take
we're,
it.
We locked if in the. There, you and I are cops in Road to Nardos, so don't worry about it.
Are you saying 1995?
Play to win.
Play to win. That's what I recommend.
And otherwise, it's could insulting. You read the review again, please?
Not all of it.
Quickly, some of it.
It's, just read the article.
I'll read the part about how it's.
Can you read his
stylized, violent, absolutely empty. 2 stars from Leonard.
Okay.
1995. It's got a name of a state in the title.
I think I can name that movie.
In how many names?
Two names.
Okay. Then we go to TJ. Who's probably going to do the same play he did before.
Hold on. Might change it up. Here, I got a couple questions.
You can either answer
You're
it.
You're not allowed
is
to
it
have
not answer it.
It has a state in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read the description one more time?
Stylized violence.
Hold on, let me see if I can remember.
It's what I'm about to do to you. I'm about to do stylized violence.
Empty.
Thanks. But it's going to be empty. I'm not going to feel good about it.
Is it a Republican or Democratic state?
I say, Brody, name that, state.
I don't know if this is a red state or a blue state.
Name the state.
All right.
The purple state.
You ready for your two names? Your two names are Don Cheadle and Jenny McCarthy. I know. I think TJ's about to take this whole thing. Because that's tough. I couldn't, if I wasn't looking right at it, I couldn't name a movie that had Don Cheadle and Jenny McCarthy. The fuck kind of movie is that? It's a movie with a state in the title, I'll tell you that much. Stylized.
1995. I was thinking Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Because it has a state in the title. So you had a good, that was a reasonable
No,
guess.
But I listened to the review.
Yeah. Is that close to the year?
And it's stylized.
It is?
Yeah, it's a remake.
It's violent, and it's empty.
Yeah, it's empty. It's stylized.
I don't know how stylized it was.
Renee Zellweger was in it, Matthew McConaughey, a remake.
Stylized.
If you say so.
Chainsaws are really airbrushed.
So you don't have a guess? Just think of any other movie that has a state in the title. It might be worth a shot. Like if you just blurt out, you know, Miami Blues. Of course, that's not a state.
That's a city.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I use that as an example because I knew it wouldn't blow anything.
She's, I'm going to say...
Just like Battle Los Angeles doesn't ruin it, but you get the idea.
Something
come on, you're playing for Jordan. He's never won.
I'm Jordan. I'm trying to feel the energy. Illinois something. I don't know. There's got to be a...
Oh, there's so many great movies with an Illinois in the title.
Illinois Chainsaw Massacre.
Why don't they do that? They could have a fucking
Hotel
long run
Illinois.
If they just change the state every time. All right, I'll read some more names. Does anyone in the audience think they know it?
It's a hard game, Doug.
Not Escape from New York, no. Are you just recording it on your phone? Turn that shit off. I'm serious.
Ooh, tension.
Don't please. Sit there just recording.
Here, use the nunchucks.
Are you waiting for me to come over there? Like, why are you still... Okay, good.
I've already stopped. You're still holding it, and it's still got the light up in the corner.
You are holding it directly at us, and it has a red light on it.
In his defense, and he's excited that Eric is up here.
Oh, you were recording her?
Yeah. Oh, I apologize.
That's normal. That's normal. Doug, you're okay. I got your back.
No, it's I think we're all in agreement. I don't blame him for recording her.
I just didn't want people just sitting there recording the show because, you know, it's a podcast for a reason.
That's right.
So we could all...
We're here to make fucking money, man.
We're here to get that fucking green.
Yeah.
Believe that. Yeah. We have
here
a brand.
To cash.
McDonald's doesn't let you just, like, cook fucking Big Macs.
Okay, so where are we?
Job.
What's happening? Oh, so no one in the audience thinks they know it.
California?
No, we already been through that whole California.
You son of a bitch.
There you go.
I was going to
No! What's it do in Denver when you're dead?
Well, you said Denver has a state in it.
I fucked up.
Yeah! Yes! Yes!
David!
Yes!
David!
Positive energy!
That's hilarious.
Start filming!
Oh, unprecedented!
Yes!
Settle down.
Unprecedented!
Completely confused.
In the DLM history book.
What's going on here?
That's a perfectly good reason to hit me in the head with your microphone
and
spill my water all over my notes. In both cases, you were absolutely right for doing that.
I love it. There's so many things I love about that moment. But one of them is he wasn't sure if Denver was a Republican or Democratic state.
No, every step of the way, I was like, just looking at it like, yeah, Denver's a state. Making jokes about how Miami and Los Angeles aren't states. Like, what?
He didn't want to ruin it.
What kind of idiot... If I were Tracy Morgan's son, I would stab myself. Oh, shit. But that was good that you guessed it anyway, even though that's why most of the audience wasn't even close to figuring it out. But you're like, I bet you he's thinking of things to do in Denver when you're dead.
Was Juliette Lewis in the other movie? She may have been.
Yeah, the Juliette Lewis movies I had were Husbands and Wives, From Dusk Till Dawn, and The Other Sister. Mm. Which, if you haven't seen that, do yourself a favor. Because that movie's hilarious. And it's a comedy, but the parts that aren't funny are just not are the drama parts. What? Oh, my world has been rocked. All right.
I'm just going to stop being nervous about my performance.
Oh, yeah, there's no reason to... This game doesn't even make any sense. So what are we going to do? That's
how
right.
How does it win? What do we do?
We just have to throw that one out and play through. That's right.
Oh, because I totally would have won, right? Or no?
Well, I would.
He didn't get it, but also I set him up to not get it.
I mean, I was guessing states.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way.
I was so psyced, though. I've never won, and I have such a great.
I know cities. I was just in Denver a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Hang out at Coors Field.
I was just in Denver. That's where I got the genius idea. Oh, yeah. Things to do with Denver when you're dead. I shouldn't plan this game when I'm high. I shouldn't read it when I'm high. I have to stop getting high.
I like the idea that you walk around Denver just looking at the buildings and stuff, being like, this is the greatest state I've ever been. Man, Denver is a kick-ass state. We should use it as some sort of category.
Well, the state I was in at the time was drunk, but it goes to your head there. Like, I had such a good time there. I was just like, Denver's a fucking state now. That's how
it's
much I
altitude.
Love it. That's
Lots
how much
awesome.
I love it.
It is. It's a great
They
state.
Smoke a lot of stuff. They're more right. like big, huge superstores of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great weed
been
state.
Been
Denver's
there.
A great weed state. Okay, so... Yeah,
it's the greatest state of all time.
So who picked that category? You did?
Yes.
Scott? Okay, so let's start over. We got to wrap this up, though, so we got to play fast, TJ.
Speed round.
So take states off the map. That's...
States off the map.
That's not in
Continents
play.
Continents only.
It's not in play anymore.
It's just a blank globe.
Let me get my water. I'm getting cotton
States mouthy. Off the map. It's topography only.
All right.
Just ocean.
Would you like the films of Michael Rooker?
Very popular category. No one ever picks. Who, what, where, when, why, or how, or in theaters now. And again, it could Michael Rooker movies could be it could be movies of anybody, because I apparently can't program this thing correctly.
It could also be movies with the cities' names in them.
It's just another movie with
it could be,
Denver in the title.
It could be movies with the word Michael or Rook, or it could be actors from ER. Michael Rooker, who, what, where, when, why, or how, or in theaters now? Which one would you like?
Oh,
we'll start with you, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're just playing that last point over again.
Who, what, when, where, why, how, okay. Whatever.
Ooh. One of those is in the title. I'm looking at them, and I can verify. From 1980, 1991, or 2008? Wow.
Good year.
Went all the way back. Leonard Maltin calls this movie a bomb. There's no way it's that bad. I haven't seen it in a while, but I didn't mind it. He says that it's a... wow, this is a short review. And he says that a certain artist's music can't save this dreadful comedy. And he says it was re-edited and toned down when it played on network TV. Like, well, what isn't, Leonard?
Yeah.
They added some nudity. They added some nudity to Wizard of Oz, but other than that. And there are 9 names. How many names do you think you get it in? Scott.
Seven.
Seven names, he says.
I really don't know.
Now we go to Brody.
Caution to the wind.
Yeah. Brody?
4 names.
Okay. I think I know where this is headed.
You better
TJ?
Believe it. I'm from the state of Denver.
Name that movie.
Yeah, okay, good. So the conclusion is going to be the same as it was before, but at least I
but with less
at least I didn't fuck it up this time, theoretically.
It's a bomb. It's from 1980, and the category was it's got who, what, when, where, why, or how in the title. Your 4 names are Craig T. Nelson, Mark Metcalf, Leonard Frey, or Fry. I think it's Frey, though.
You need 7, man.
And Rafael Campos. Those are your 4 names.
Ralph Kazan?
I'd say name any movie that has when, where, why, what, who, or how, or Denver in the title. Say, just take a guess.
Yeah.
I haven't even told everybody what we're playing for. So let me do that while you think, Brody.
Craig T. Nelson vehicle, 1980.
I wouldn't call it a Craig T. Nelson vehicle, because he's the 9th build person.
Oh, he's the 9th build?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you go backwards. Okay, here we go.
Somebody in the audience?
Okay, do I want me to guess? Here we go. The Rose.
Someone is going to win a copy of The Hangover, signed by Scott Armstrong, who wrote on there, "I did not write this." But Brody Stevens signed it and wrote, "Enjoy it." And
enjoy
someone
it.
Else is going to also win a Woot Monkey, as is a member of the crowd right now, because I'm going to shoot it into the crowd. Over here.
Woot Monkey.
Woot Monkey. I forgot to pull the thing that makes it scream.
Oh, the rose doesn't count. Gotcha. All right, I'm still thinking.
Okay, yeah, keep thinking, because the rose doesn't have who, what, when, where, or why.
Right, I need to, like,
or
see
how
that.
In it. Or, I mean, it should have, the movie, that or movie should have been death. Called The Rose, and then in parentheses, why.
what, where,
you'll get a copy of Doug Benson Professional Human Reading. You'll get my friend David Huntsberger contributed his CD that just came out called Humanitis. You get a Doug Loves Movies sticker, and you also, it all comes in a weird Warner Brothers computer bag thing that I got.
An all-expensive paid trip to the state of Denver.
Yes, I'll go along with that since it's not a state.
TJ and Brody are discussing what the potential answer could be.
I just keep...
1980?
I keep saying, 1980, I'm yes. so bad at this game. I'm so bad at this game.
Brody, Brody, you have the right answer. I'm not going to give it to you.
Can I say my prize?
Because you already guessed the rose.
Can I put my prize
in? No, the Clint Eastwood movie with the monkey.
No, that's not it. What's your prize?
So my prize is...
What's TJ going to contribute?
This is...
Whip it out.
In New Orleans, and this is a fistful of cash from the Hustler Barely Legal Club.
Wait, I don't understand.
So put it in there.
How much would you guesstimate that is?
About $300,000.
And I want to thank you. And
it looks
so
like
does
it
Yogi
might be
Bear.
Like $20 or something, but that's cool. No, that's a fistful of cash.
All right.
So $20 is not a fistful.
So your
of
guess
cash.
Is every which way but loose or every which way you can? I'll let you have both because they would both be wrong.
Decent guess, though, Doug, would you say?
Well,
you want a compliment?
You did come up with a movie that does have one of those words in the title.
From 1980-ish?
Yeah, maybe. Does anybody think they know it? Let me say some more names. R.G. Armstrong. Renee Abajanois.
I love her work.
The late Bruno Kirby.
It wasn't that a loss.
Bill Murray.
Here we go.
Who is that?
Bill Murray.
The Rays. Who?
Where the Buffalo Roam. That's right. Where the Buffalo Roam.
Where the Buffalo Roam.
Starring Peter Boyle.
That's good. Dave. Right? Who won?
Dave's the winner, yeah.
Dave, you won!
Congratulations, Dave.
Good job, Dave.
That's like
Dave
the first won. Time I've ever had
Come get your
win.
Prize, Dave. Come get it. Congratulations, Dave from Denver. And
do you want these back or no?
Yeah, those are good nunchucks.
And you get to Eric. It looks like Rob Hubel.
Don't like give a gift to a guy who just threw a fistful.
He already had his name on those just so you wouldn't lose them.
Get out of here.
You can have them. Take them back, dude.
Take them back.
Take your nunchucks back. You take them back and
you
put them in
a
place
movie?
Where you keep the things that hurt other people.
That makes me laugh.
How about a big hand for Erica?
Jordan, come here and
Erica.
Erica and Jordan.
Jordan, here's your ball.
Write down who you want me to call a shithead. Because, you know, it could be, I'll call anybody a shithead. Yeah.
Ooh, did you hear that? She
said,
can it be you for calling out my boyfriend?
No, yelling at my boyfriend,
yelling
she said.
Yelling at my boyfriend.
I totally chewed him out for that, but I
Which
thought
Scott
he was
Armstrong, you
one of those
people that...
Scott
Armstrong, you kind of reinforce that thing where it's like, if you're attractive, then you get your way. You just feel like, come on up.
Right. But then I didn't let her talk.
That was good. Thank you. That was cool.
Oh, hey, I should mention that I'll be at Tipsy Crow in San Diego during Comic-Con Thursday, July 21st. And thanks once again to my guest, Scott Armstrong.
I'm going to be at Royal Beach this month.
Brody Stevens.
Thank you. Positive energy.
Nice job, Brody.
I tried.
And TJ Miller.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
TJ Miller.
Star of Road to Nardo coming out. Have you guys had a release date yet?
2012.
Yeah. Sometime in 2012.
May 21st.
Exciting.
Straight to IFC.
If we're lucky.
That's a good channel. They show good stuff on there. Okay, and as always, Doug Benson is a shithead for yelling at somebody's boyfriend to not sit and videotape the entire performance, which is generally against the rules in all places where performances are happening, but he's above that, and I deserve to be a shithead. And George W. Bush is a shithead.
Yeah.